Welcome to the Lookout News Roundup for the last week of February 2026. I'm Joseph Darius Jafari, your host and editor-in-chief of Lookout, Arizona's only newsroom dedicated to accountability reporting for the LGBTQ plus community. This week, we're diving into local politics with a national ripple effect. Immigration took center stage during President Donald Trump's State of the Union address this week, with Democrats openly criticizing the president as he repeated claims portraying migrants as criminals. But about half a mile away on the National Mall, Democratic lawmakers, including Phoenix Congresswoman Yasmin Ansari and Tucson Congresswoman Adelita Grijalva, were telling a very different story. They highlighted the human cost of aggressive immigration enforcement, including the case of Arbella Marquez, known to her friends as Yari. Yari is being held at the Eloy ICE detention facility in central Arizona. She also has leukemia. Her partner, Sofia Almaraz, says Yari's health has deteriorated in custody and that she has received little medical treatment beyond basic pain medication. Representative Ansari, who has visited Yari twice, echoed those concerns. Advocates say Yari's experience reflects broader problems inside immigration detention centers, which have grown increasingly dangerous over the past year. But there's another layer here. Yari is a lesbian. And research shows LGBTQ detainees often face harsher treatment, including isolation, denial of medication, and forced labor assignments. You can read that full story at lookoutnews.org. Staying with immigration news, residents in Surprise, Arizona are pushing back against a proposed ICE detention facility planned for their neighborhood. The Northwest Phoenix suburb, long known for NIMBY-style politics, is now seeing sustained protests as city officials consider a facility larger than 400,000 square feet. Our reporter spoke with nearby residents who say they're considering leaving the area altogether if the detention center opens, citing safety concerns and fear of increased federal enforcement activity. That story is also available at lookoutnews.org. Meanwhile, at the Arizona Capitol, a Republican state lawmaker was caught in a reply-all email discussing amendments to a drag performance bill and suggesting the changes would be, quote, fun. Representative Alexander Colladin, an election denier currently running against Secretary of State Adrian Fontes, proposed changes to House Bill 2589. The bill originally sought to criminalize minors attending drag performances, but Colladin's amendments changed drag shows to, quote, adult-oriented performances and changed the legal standard from, quote, knowingly to intentionally, while keeping felony penalties in place. But after submitting the revisions, Colladin instructed a legislative research analyst to keep drag show language while maintaining the rest of his changes, writing that he was trying to figure out what would be, quote, most fun with the Democrats. You can read our full reporting, including the leaked email, at lookoutnews.org. Now to national headlines. In Kansas, transgender residents have begun receiving notices stating their driver's licenses are no longer valid under a new law recognizing only sex assigned at birth. Advocacy news outlet Aaron in the Morning also has since labeled Kansas a, quote, do not travel state for transgender people. In Tennessee, the state house passed HB 1473, a bill that could allow private citizens to claim exemptions from federal anti-discrimination protections. Democrats argue the measure conflicts with the Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage nationwide, but the bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Gino Bulso, referred to LGBT marriages as, quote, purported marriages, and argued the proposal applies only to private recognition, not government policy. And finally, a new federal lawsuit claims the Trump administration's removal of the Pride flag from the Stonewall National Monument was deliberate, not accidental. The suit was filed by the Gilbert Baker Foundation, along with several advocacy organizations. They argue the removal violates federal preservation laws and represents an attempt to erase LGBT history. The Pride flag had flown at the monument marking the 1969 uprising at the Stonewall Inn in New York City, widely considered the beginning of the modern LGBT rights movement. According to the complaint, other historic flags at national monuments were not removed, including Confederate flags. The National Park Service took down the rainbow banner on February 8th. That's it for the roundup this week. As a reminder, you can get this roundup plus even more local and national news by signing up on our website at lookoutnews.org. You can also donate there to help keep this kind of accountability journalism alive. And if you're heading to the Melrose Street Fair on February 28th, stop by Window Coffee on Camelback beforehand anytime between 8 to 11 a.m. We'll be parked outside with magazines and free stickers to give away, and we'll even buy you a coffee if you hang out and chat with us. It's part of our monthly initiative called The Lookout Table, where we sit down with readers, talk about whatever's on your mind, and get to know our audience a little bit better. Hopefully we'll see you there. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.